So, where'd I go?
You're there. Your picture is just off.
Oh, how'd that happen? Hi, everybody, and welcome. Yay! Welcome to our kickoff orientation. It's just an informal, just to get us together. So, you know, we keep connected and to give you an idea of what we have planned for you and to get a sense from you of what you really are looking for and how we can support you best without overwhelming you. So we haven't opened up the membership site to you yet, but we gave you a jump drive that has the first three modules and all the assessments on it. So it's a great place to get started. Probably we'll be opening up the membership on Friday. The reason we didn't open it is because when we looked in the back end, we realized that there was some just not so efficient ways of handling things. And it was going to flood you with like 14 emails and sign you up for every program that we had all at once. And if there isn't a good way to scare people off, that's a good way to scare people off. So some of you might have already gotten those, a whole flood of emails. Don't worry about it. We'll get you, you know, squared away tonight. So that's why I said I got to intervene here. So we intervened and it should be ready to open up by Thursday or Friday, tomorrow or Friday. But here, I'm going to give you a preview of what that is and what's involved and where to go. I think that it signed you up for IRSPT and CMDS and sent you all these emails and then signed you up for the body freedom. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. So a couple of you might have gotten that already because you slipped in before we realized it. Scott had put everybody in and then he said, oh, maybe we should get a little slow down on this. So anyway, that's what we're doing. So tonight, what I want to do is start with you guys introducing yourselves to me, to Lynn, and to each other. And hopefully the rest of you will come on in a bit. I know it was short notice, so there may be people who already had schedules. I want to introduce yourselves. And what I want to do is who you are, where you're from, what really prompted you to join. And Lynn's going to take some notes, so we have some of that. Yeah. And then what's your goals? Like, what are your goals? What would be that ideal, perfect practice for you? And if you're not sure, then just explore what you enjoy and what kind of people you like to work with and what really juices you about being here. And what made you choose to be a health practitioner, right, and to move into this more holistic realm? So let's start with Heike, because you're first on my screen.
Oh, am I unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted.
See, yeah. It's the first time I ever used the mic on my computer. I'm embarrassed because yay. I don't even know.
You're good. Yeah.
I'm learning.
You did it the other night because I thought you were on the Shine call.
I was on, but I didn't speak.
Yeah.
I'm a little challenged with technology, but you're there to help me with that.
I'll help you. Yes. Totally. I'm a techno whiz, so.
All right. Okay, so I'm Heike Tabatabai. I'm a holistic health coach and a holistic health practitioner. I just got my bachelor in holistic health sciences, and I'm in the process of becoming a doctor in natural medicine. And I'm integrating all sorts of different modalities, and they're all just fantastic. They just all work together so beautifully, but I need structure. And that's why I'm here, because you're such an amazing person when it comes to structuring things and just condensing them and making them workable. So I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And it's especially the genetic part that just kind of, that pulls it all together for me.
Oh,
it's beautiful because that's what I'll start with. And then we can just build everything up on that.
Yeah. And use it as a motivation. Yeah.
It is. And so it's basically about, for me, it's basically about just, you know, checking the epigenetics, you know, and getting that right. So people can actually, you know, begin the process of healing with aromatherapy, heart math. I'm a heart math coach.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then, you know, nutritionist or health coach through the IIN. And then happy to be in your program, which is still great. Another gym.
Yeah, you're going to find just a lot of more depth, right? So we are very holistic and we teach heart math and the transpersonal energy, which just got renamed to a name I'm totally excited about. I got to tell you this name. I'm going to read it to make sure I don't mess it up. And it's so exciting. We added a component called subconscious cellular healing, the ultimate counseling system to dissolve defenses.
Ooh, are you going to use that when you integrate that in your program?
Well, we already have. Laura Fine created a whole curriculum of 10 modules. It's not included in this program. You have to keep extra because we have to pay her to do it, right? Yeah. But it's an amazing program, and it's been called transpersonal energy healing, and nobody really understood it or got excited about the name, right?
Or they got afraid.
What's that?
Or they got afraid.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here, right? Transpersonal, what are you doing to me? But this name, like, for me, she talked beautifully at Shine, and she talked about the 7 layers of the subconscious, and that just got me. And I'm like, wait, that's how we can scientifically integrate the energy and the trauma and all this kind of stuff. And so we brainstormed. There have been like 5 of us brainstorming in person there, and then over the last 5 days on Skype, and that's what we settled with. And I'm excited. It's really exciting because when I talk to somebody about it, they'll get it like, wow. Subconscious cellular healing, and then the releasing defenses, right? Because that's what a lot of people have built up, like protective mechanisms over time. So anyway, I'm excited about it. You'll learn more as we go along. You don't need to sign up for one more class yet, but maybe, you know, middle of next year, we got some live events to it. Actually,
and they get that, right? Module 1 and 2?
They get module 1 and 2. So what you get as a bonus was module 1 and 2. So you're already getting into the program. That's right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was working with Laura today on emails because on November 28th, there's kind of a practicum webinar to introduce you to the whole piece of it. So I've got it on my calendar here.
Yeah, so you guys get modules 1 and 2, and 1 is it's an ebook, very comprehensive ebook, and a set of little short videos to implement it. And module 2 actually is live calls with her to integrate it. And this process is so exciting because it's not just in your relationships with your clients and helping break through some of their defenses, but it's for you too in your relationships with other people. And I've found the work so phenomenal. So I've been through, I didn't even do modules 1 and 2. I skipped to module 3 and 4. And 5 and 6. So I did those. So you can do them in any order, really. There's a couple of them you have to do in a certain order. But then when we do our live retreat, which let's make sure we have the dates for them so they can mark their calendars now.
Okay.
It's in May, and it's, I think, let's see, tell us the dates.
Yep.
When we do our live retreat, she does her module 5 or 6.
So it's called The Awakening, and that is May 14th through 16th.
Okay.
And then the Practice Accelerator day is the 17th, and then the 18th through 20th is the actual retreat.
Yeah. So what some people did was they came for Laura's 3-day, and then if they weren't in Practice Accelerator, they just took a play day on Friday while we worked. And then on the 18th through the 20th, they did the retreat with us. Mm-hmm. And those retreats are totally transformational.
Yeah.
Like, we work on getting out the blocks that you're having to, whether it's a business, like, what do I do for this? How do I make an opt-in page? What's my niche? Whatever things, wherever people are at. But also from a personal level, like, is there blocks? And Laura's there so she can help people part of the time. She's there to help people work through some of the stuff that maybe like lack of confidence. You seem to be like, wow, you're out there. That's not an issue for you. But for some people, it's like, they're brilliant. And we're seeing them play small, right? And for some people, it's their own health, right? If you're trying to do this for your own health, like, we worked on somebody's adrenal fatigue and we worked on somebody's hypothyroidism to help them work through this themselves, and we read Luisa's labs, right? We put them up on the screen, and we shared how to read a Dutch test by putting it on the screen for her. So it's an amazingly transformational experience, and it's at this amazingly spiritually grounding place called the Ancient Yoga Center, which is part of an ashram And it's beautiful grounds and beautiful walking and running spaces and hiking.
250 acres.
In Austin. Yep. It's at the south part. So if you came into Austin for this shine, you went east. In this case, you're going to go west and then south.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds
and
good.
It's a great time of year because the wildflowers are.
Oh God. It's gorgeous that time of year. It's warm.
Yeah.
It's not going to be over. It could be. Sometimes it's really hot, but usually in May, the temps are in the high 80s. So very pleasant. Very pleasant for people coming from the north, right? Like, yes, bring me to the high 80s from the low 60s or 20s or whatever you guys get up there. I don't even want to think about it.
Well, we're higher than 20s in May, but
maybe not much. For me, living in Austin, I consider any temp that goes below 70 to be heading into winter, and anything that goes below 60 is dead winter.
So, I'm expecting snow tomorrow.
It has been snowing here.
It's too late. It has early for snow. We've had snow here twice or three times since I've lived here for 20 years.
Ooh, la, la.
And where do you live again, Heike?
I live in Northern Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's right. My son's there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go visit my son and we'll.
Oh, you need to stop by. I'm in Fairfax County, just there. You can always stay with us.
Wonderful. That's great. That's a nice offer.
Let me know.
I'm going to see him next week for the first time in 6 months.
Oh.
So I'm excited. He's coming to Chicago. We're all going to Chicago for Thanksgiving. And I haven't seen him in a while, but maybe when it gets nicer in the spring, because their weather is miserable right now, right? I'll go visit him.
Let me know when you're here.
Okay, well, for sure. Okay. Totally. All right. So, Jana, so we have all these names. I was calling you Heike. And you're Heike.
Good enough. I listen to anything.
You hear anything close. People call me Rita Marie, Ruth Marie, Rose Marie, Anna Marie.
Rita.
No, Rita. You know, all these ways, but it's Rita Marie. All right. So Jana. And did I say that right, Jana? Yeah, Scott kept calling you Janie. And I'm like, Janie? Who's Janie? Okay, let me unmute you. Whoops. Ah. Maybe we're both trying to do it at the same time. Lynn, you unmute her.
Okay, It's not letting me unmute.
Oh, there it goes. It's unmuted. Yay, Jana, hi. Whoops.
Now I can't hear you.
Now I can't hear you. Your mic must be off. Look down at the audio settings. And I know we introduced ourselves at Shine, and there's so many people there, and I just want to really, really get to know you on a deeper level. So, no.
So next to your microphone, there's an upward facing arrow. If you click that, it should say select a microphone.
No. So down at the bottom, it says mute, and then it says stop audio. Start right there. There's a little microphone picture. That's the black bar that's at the bottom of the screen. Yeah. And you see where there's an arrow next to it? And then click the arrow. All right. And then it says select a speaker. No, a microphone at the top. Okay. And choose something different than whatever's checked next to next and try again. Are there more than one there or just one? Okay. You can type in the chat and let us know. We can maybe hide you.
Well, you now might, you are muted.
Now you're muted. Oh, okay. Unmute now. Usually if there's no microphone, it won't. Something's happening because there it is. Try now. No. I wonder. Oh, yeah. Usually are you on a laptop or is she? All right. We're going to move.
Maybe if you want to find somebody who knows.
Probably finding somebody that knows. Okay. She's going to get on her phone. Okay. So I'll go to Cindy and then we'll come back to you. Okay. Cindy. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Yay.
Excellent. Hi, everyone. So I'm Cindy and I'm from Toronto and I took the IIN health coaching training program. So I graduated a couple of years ago. I know Lynn did too. And Heike. And I'm still working as a process advisor. My background, as I mentioned before, is chemical engineering, and I had some very stressful jobs throughout my life. It started affecting my health, although I probably haven't been perfect health my whole life. I had a lot of undiscovered food sensitivities. Mm. So I've actually had a few wake-up calls in my life where, you know, I cut out sugar and I felt amazing and I just had to tell everybody. Everybody's telling me how great I look and I felt really good for a while, but I introduced some foods back into my diet that weren't good for me, not knowing, just not being educated on the topic. And so I've took it upon myself to start taking a lot of courses and trying to figure out the best way that I can transition out of my current job, or I've only got, I guess, 5 years left before retirement anyways, and I want to be competent in what I do in order to help other people. So I'm kind of in that transition stage where I'm trying to build up my confidence and confidence to be able to do health coaching on a longer basis. So when I say retire, I want to retire from the corporate world, but I still want to keep working and doing something. So I've taken whole body systems with Andrea Nakayama, and I learned a lot. I felt it didn't necessarily go deep enough, and so I want to learn more. So I think I got a good sort of basic understanding, but I think there's more to learn. So I've taken a lot of different courses, like functional probiotics with Steph Jackson and things like that. And with the sweet spot solution that I took with you, I think I really learned that, you know, nutrient density is so important. And I thought I was eating a pretty good diet, but I was able to cut things out really easily, but not knowing how to really introduce things properly. And I learned so much from you, and I was very impressed with the way that you teach and the way that you kind of give like the whole picture and then you dive deep, and it's just the way you explain things, like the scientific mindset is really appeals to me.
It's real upbringing. Yeah, I love it.
And I coach people at work to streamline their processes and look at things holistically end to end and get to the root cause of their issues. And, you know, somebody says
at work, what? At your engineering type job.
Right.
And I need you to come in and run my business then.
So as you know, it's not me telling them what to do like a consultant. It's more about empowering them to figure things out on their own. And somebody kind of asked me once what the root cause of, you know, when I wasn't feeling well at work one day. And I'm like, that's a really good question. And then it really started me thinking, why don't I apply what I'm doing, my day-to-day job, to my own life? So I've been on this journey ever since. So,
oh my God, I love that story. It just so appeals to me. Wow. Very cool. Very cool. Yay. So I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you're here. And yeah, if you're looking for an interim job, like to run a health business while you're building up your health coaching, talk to me. Process stuff. That's kind of like not my background. My background is programming. And so it's like that, that's what we're trying to do right now, is do processes and streamline and make more efficient and make people feel more motivated. And yeah,
it's awesome.
A cool process. Cool. Yeah. Because when you start a business, as you'll know, when you start to really do your health coaching business, you find that you're bootstrapping all the time, right? You don't have the money to hire somebody to help you. So you learn everything and you're here and there and everywhere. And then when you do have the income coming in and you want to hire somebody to help you, all the processes are here.
That's right.
And then you have to figure out how to get it out.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm trying to do right now. And I do better at speaking than, right, I'm a good writer, but it's quicker for me to speak it than to write it. So that's what I'm doing now, is trying to speak everything out and let people put it into a cohesive process. So
that's awesome, because what we do, and I don't dislike my job. It's just something I don't want to do the rest of my life. But that's the whole thing with Lean, putting things out on paper, making things visual.
Yes.
So
Yeah. And this is cool because it's that thought. I always thought people said to me, oh, you're going from being a computer science person and a programmer. Moved around to being a doctor and health person. It's so different. And I thought about that and I said, no, what I'm bringing is a diagnostic mind. I'm bringing a mind that hears things like what's happening, what's going wrong over here. And my mind is just going automatically. It's so cool. Automatically through all the body systems and the biochemistry and going, oh, have you thought of this? What about that? And it's so fun. And that's why I think I love to teach it so much, because it's not necessarily the way everybody's minds work. But when you give the understanding of how this whole thing works and you do go deep enough, then you can figure out weird, obscure things that nobody wrote about anywhere.
So I want to be like you.
You can be, because you have that systematic brain, okay, right? You can be, and you'll find that as we go through this and as you get on cases, there's a couple of people who were brand new last year and their minds work that way. And so they're like, whoa, I'm like a month in and they're going, oh, and what about this? And what about that? So make a point when we'll get you into the schedule, I'll show you where to find that and put all the calls on your calendar. Chances are you're not going to make every single one, but put them on your calendar so that you know, oh yeah, Susie wants to go to dinner that night, but there's a call that night. How about we go tomorrow night? You know what I mean? So that Definitely. We do that, because there's so much wealth of information. And the truth of the matter is, if you miss the live, sure, that's all recorded. But a lot of people don't have the discipline to go back and listen. That's the biggest problem. Mm-hmm. I know for me, I don't. So I always like to go to calls live when I'm in a program. Otherwise, it's like, oh, now I have 14 calls to listen to, you know. But yeah, so welcome. I'm really excited
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it too.
And all the calls are on this platform, except we might shift the INE office hours to it as well. But I love it because it's an easy call for me. It's just Q&A. I don't have to get dressed. And it's easy to get the recording. I do it and I'm done. Whereas with these, there's a little bit more work and it takes a couple of days to get the recordings because you have to wait for Zoom and all that. So we've kept our office hours. That's you've been on those before, the general ones on our Instant Teleseminar platform. And I keep waiting for them to do the video because I would switch to them in an instant if it stays the same. But they keep saying it's coming. And I think it's probably more technical in the background than they thought it was going to be. Anyway, so lots to talk about. Great. And Yana, let's unmute you and see if your phone is working. Okay, go for it. Yes, I hear something.
Can you hear me?
I can. Yay.
Very good. I was trying to get my Mac working, but I mean, it's just, and my phone is falling out. So I hope we will keep the connection.
Okay, let's hope. Okay, let's put it out there.
So I'm Yana, and you said it right. That's very few people who get it right, but you do. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I'm originally from Denmark. And I've been in Atlanta for 10 years or so.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I was an MD in Denmark, but stopped because I just couldn't do it anymore. It was like pounding a pillow and you didn't get anywhere I was originally in orthopedic surgery or orthopedics, and then I went to Sri Lanka, was there for about 5 years, came back and started up in psychiatry, and I just couldn't do it. I mean, after 5 years, heavily medicating people, strapping them down, taking away the freedom. It was too much for me. So I stopped.
Great.
And that was the end of it.
And you stopped it over there and then you moved here?
Yeah.
So you never bothered to go through the boards and all that stuff here?
No. Okay. It was not a fun profession. So
So that will make it easier if you decide that after you've gotten your own health back that you want to help others. It will make it actually easier to not have your license here because you're just a health coach. Put up a shingle. Nobody's going to come after you and say, you're not following medical practice. You're not strapping people down and giving them meds, right? So it'll be easier if you decide to do that. Yeah. And if you just decide to use it with the people you love and your family members and yourself, that's fine too. But, you know, this is going to be a refreshing experience for you, right? Because you're going to learn all these things you learned in medical school and from a different perspective, like, oh, well, that's what that means with the thyroid. And that's what we can do to, you know, help somebody with cardio problems or whatever. So I think you'll find it really refreshing.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, I actually signed up for the big money because I bought all your smaller programs, and I really never did them all to the end. So I'm thinking, now just put down the money, and then I'll have to do it because I know it's important. It's I need this.
Yeah. And you're going to get the community, too, to support you in it, right? It's definitely. Yeah. And one of the things you all get as a part of this is you get access to all of our programs. So you can go through them again and again as many times as you want to. And the body freedom, which is something, you know, we used to call it just the foundations pillars or something. It was just one piece of our year-long ERC program for our clients. And it was so powerful. And I realized from you guys having access to that materials, I would say, oh, did you look at that? And they go, huh, that's there? Oh, and there's a handout for this. I'm like, really? So last year we decided to do an actual training on each of the seven pillars and share what all the materials are, but actually have people do it for themselves. So we'd come back and have an accountability. How'd you do with last month's pillar? Fun. You were supposed to be having fun. Tell us what you did for fun, right? So we actually made them go through it. I mean, they make them. You can't go twist their arm and make them do it. But we actually got them to go through it. And they're like, I never knew that was there. Wow, I love that spreadsheet for fatty acids. Wow, this is so cool. And so this year, we started doing it with our year-long people, the same thing. We'd say, go through this, go through that. We'd send them little emails, but we didn't actually have formal calls on it. So we started that October last month, and we had our fun call. You guys, I put you into the sequence. If you want to get out of it and don't want to get it, fine, just tell us, and we won't send you those emails. But there's a call on sleep tomorrow. Yes. You should have gotten an email yesterday on it.
Yes,
you did. Okay, good. And you can come to all those calls. You can work on yourself there, right? Yeah. Put the practitioner thing aside and work on yourself. And then for each of those modules, there's a corresponding module for the practitioners. And so you can go, oh, here's how you would use that material with your clients to help empower them. So it would say, for your patient, do this, 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 and the other thing, which will help if you're working with the husband, right? You know, communicate this stuff to them, right? And if you want to, I mean, you could just start with this. And when we finish this, move into your regular modules, or you could do them concurrently, whatever you feel motivated and inclined to do, right? Whatever you have the time to do. And the one thing I want to reinforce is the program is at your own pace. So when you open up module one, you're going to, at the end of module one, you'll take a test. Some of the tests are a little longer. Some of them are shorter. We do a pretest, and the pretest is for your means only to go, oh man, I know everything on this thing so far. You watch the stuff, you go through it, and then you take the post test. Once you take that post test and you click the button, I took the test, you get the next module open. So we have it set so that you finish one, two, like college, right? You can't go to medical school and say, oh, I want to take neurology. Well, you can't. You got to take, you know, basic anatomy first, right? We go through it in an order. And if you guys though have a client, you just have, so Heike, you have somebody that comes in and says, they're burned out. They just had this adrenal test. I'm exhausted. I really want to know. You just say, Lynn, can you open that up for me? Can you open adrenals up for me? It kind of screws you, and you might get a weird email at some point, that, you know, but it's fine. And I'm going to talk to Lynn and see if she thinks it's a good idea of having that check off and open up a module to you on your own. But my concern for that is somebody's going to go click, 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 get 36 emails and and start to be overwhelmed. Which one should I start with?
So I'll be honest, I don't mind doing it. It gives me a chance to ask what's going on, find out what's going on, why you want to open it.
Yeah.
And some people have asked about it, and I've been able to direct them to other materials they already have.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because you also have all of our client materials. So if you're going to go through and want to work with somebody on adrenals, you probably want to go through the basics in the client module because it's pretty advanced. And there may be some just like the gold, I think part four of that has this amazing document that you can use to help determine, oh, stage one, you're going to use these particular herbs. Be careful about these if they're in stage three, you know, that sort of thing. So we give you a lot of that. You're going to get lots of resources. So, and just take it at your own pace. And, you know, if you're a real like, I got to learn this. You know, we had one guy who every month he'd go, this was before we had this self-paced thing, right? Now we have it where you can control the next module if you did the previous, but we used to just send a module a month. And he would, every month he'd be, I'm done with that module. Can you give me the next one? I'm done with that module. Can you give me the next one? Right. And some people are like that. And other people are like, and the reason we don't do the once a month anymore is some people are like, but I didn't finish last month yet. Why do I have to do? I'm behind. So if you just open each module sequentially as you finish the one before, I think you feel in control. And you don't get overwhelmed like everybody else is on module 14 and I'm only on module 10. You know, that kind of thing. So because some of the modules will take a short period of time, like our first two modules, not that long. Module 5, I probably take it 2 or 3 months to get through. If you know, you can do it if you take time and really focus on it. But it's our micronutrients module. And it's probably 30 hours of videos because we took one video for each nutrient, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and it goes through what it is, what it does, the chemistry of it, where it's absorbed, how it's absorbed, interfering factors, what are some of the symptoms of deficiencies, how do you test for it, for every single nutrient. That's a lot deeper than you get in like the thing that Andrea did or any other program out there, unless even my master's in nutrition. I mean, 30 hours, that's a whole semester course. Because usually you do a whole semester course at, 3 hours a week, right? 3 hours times 10 weeks, 12 weeks, maybe it's a little less. So it's really in-depth. And I taught it the way I wish when I did my master's in nutrition, they'd taught it. From a real, like, sequential process build, like, how do you do this clinically? So that's our goal with that. So it's lots of fun, and I think you're going to really enjoy it because then you start to think your brain, the more you learn it, the more your brain starts to go and somebody starts talking and they're talking symptoms and you're thinking, oh, it could be this, it could be that. Wow. You know, vitamin C, this and that and the other thing, and lots of reference materials that you can always look back on, which kind of like Shine, right?
So there's a lot of material. But and we have 2 years. Is that the amount of time that it will be up on the website for us? Or?
The website will be offered to you forever and ever until we take it down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The support calls are supposed to be for 2 years. And we will as we grow and we need to, you know, make room on the calls. But some people just, you know, kind of peter out, like they've been doing it for a couple of years and they just come occasionally to calls. Some people come regularly, like they've been coming for 3 years or whatever. And we will eventually close that out after 2 years. And that's why we said 2 years. But realistically, it depends on your situation. A busy mom that's working a full-time job has very little time to watch the stuff. And so it's going to take longer than somebody who's like, their husband is the breadwinner and they're doing this because of the passion for it. And they do lots of time on their hands, no kids, boom, they can get through it in a year. So it just depends on what you want to do. Right. Yeah. But you'll have access to the site. We're not going to rush you through it, but we encourage you to keep it up because if you have lapses, then you're going to forget stuff. We also encourage you to always come to those calls because you're going to hear things that are ahead of where you are in the materials, but everybody comes to this with a different level of experience. And so it's going to be very helpful to say, okay, we do Dutch tests on those calls all the time. I mean, people are loving Dutch tests. You're allowed to upload labs to us and say, I have this patient, or it's my own, that has this and that and the other thing. So Jan, if you want to work on you, you're going to be able to upload your labs for case study calls and ask questions about labs that you're doing on yourself at the different calls. And so people learn about the Dutch test. People who are not even up to that module, they're not up to reproductive yet, they've only been in for a year, they're really versed at that. Now, when they go to the reproductive module, it's going to just reinforce it, because now they'll know all the chemistry and anatomy, physiology of what's going on and why it means certain things. And then that adds to it. It's not just me telling them this means this and this means that. It's like they understand. So that's our goal. I mean, it's really, the goal is to help you to become very proficient and to be the best out there, to be the absolute best out there, because you know how to think through these things and you understand it. And it works beautifully with all the holistic kind of things that you do. You love the, you know, the energy work and whatever else, crystals, whatever you're doing, right? It works well with it, because we have to look at the person as a whole. And that's where I think our Western medicine system has failed us, yeah. Is that, oh, you have a stomach problem, we'll refer you to the gastroenterologist. Oh, you have, you know, depression, we'll send you to the psychiatrist. And it's not integrated, right? And yeah, we'll have to make referrals. There's always times that we talk about when you need to make a referral. But you have to look at the big picture. Somebody comes in with menstrual cramps. If you don't look at their digestion and you don't look at their blood sugar and you don't look at their adrenals and you don't look at their thyroid, you're not going to fix their menstrual cramps. You might be able to give them a Band-Aid like this is a pain reliever, but you're not going to fix their menstrual cramps, right? Not at the root cause level. Like, what's the root cause? Oh, your hormones are out of balance. I just tested your progesterone and estrogen. They're out of balance. Is that the root cause? That's the next down level cause, but why is your estrogen out of balance? Why is your progesterone? Do you have antagonists in your diet? Do you have endocrine disruptors that you're exposed to? Is your liver screwed up, right? Is your digestion messed up? Because all of these play an account. And we want you to get to the point where somebody comes in for menstrual cramps, you're still doing a thorough look. And a lot of the functional medicine trainings are teaching people, yeah, run labs, figure out what their hormones are, give them hormones or give them bicohosh or whatever else they might need to balance it. But is it truly getting to the root cause? In my opinion, no. In my humble opinion, I don't want to say that they're not doing good, because they're doing great and it's much better to have somebody, you know, on herbs than having a hysterectomy. But why is it out of balance? And that's my biggest thing, is with you guys getting to the point where you just keep asking why. I was talking to a client today. I had an appointment with her and going over her labs. And she, I got this. And she's so open. And she says, I always want to know and understand how my body works. And I just keep asking why. And why is this happening? And why did this happen with my husband? And why did this happen with my kid? I want to know why. And that's what we want to do as this health practitioner who digs. We're the ultimate health detective. Like, if you're having health problems, Jana, and you're wanting to get over those, you have so much great medical background. So this stuff's going to really make sense to you much more quickly than somebody who doesn't have a medical background. You go, oh, no wonder I'm having this. No wonder this is happening, right? And we have people who, for the first year they come into the program, they don't have clients, or they have just a few clients. And they just graduated IIN and they're starting out. They're like, I have 3 clients, or I have no clients, right? So they can't bring client cases to the calls. They bring their own, or they bring their mothers or something. And we've had so many people have made so many, like Laura, right? So many major shifts in their own health as they learn this and they figure out this. And it's just amazing. I love it. And I'm a little biased, yeah, but I love it.
Well, I agree. I know I didn't go through the whole story at the Shine Conference, but I am an IIN grad myself. I also looked at a whole bunch of other things because I felt like I actually knew most of the stuff that was being taught. And I looked at a lot of programs, and then I started stalking Dr. Marie. And this is before she even had practitioner courses. And so when she offered this, and I jumped on it, and I'm so grateful that I did. And I also want to put a plug in. About once a month, I offer a an orientation call, and there are people who come every month because there is so much there that they want that continual refresher about everything that's on there. So,
And I'll do a brief tour because I just want you to know where the schedule is. And Lynn will, on the 26th is this month. And she does it every month. So if you can't make it on the 26th, I think it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something. Or is it night? I can't remember. She alternates day and night to accommodate people with different schedules. And she does it once a month and she really loves it. She does a great job. I sneak in sometimes and listen, but unbeknownst to her, I keep my video off, but she does a great job. And yeah, so, We have a newsletter that goes out every week, and we have reminder calls for all of the calls that we have. And so in light of not wanting to overwhelm you with too many emails right now, as the holidays are coming and Christmas is coming, I want to know from you, do you want us to start you in those sequences right away or do you not? And we can do it on an individual basis. It's just a matter of setting a quick tag and saying, yeah, set them through weekly on Fridays. Although there's only a few left for the year because this Friday is going out and then we have Thanksgiving week and it's a holiday. And so we're going to cover everything, you know, the schedule for the next 2 weeks. And then we have a couple more and then it's Christmas, right? So we don't have a lot more newsletters going out throughout the year, but it gives you the schedule of everything. It just reminds you of the schedule because it's always on the page. But some people are real process and real organized kind of mind. And it's like, go to the schedule page, put them all on my calendar and I'm ready. And that's what we prefer you do. But because some people aren't like that and they miss calls if you don't remind them, what we do is on Friday, we send, here's the upcoming calls and here's what they're about and here's why it's exciting. And then on the day of the call, we usually send out an email that says, hey, the call's happening. It's happening later. We've been doing them an hour before. You know, some people said they would prefer it to be earlier in the day because they don't necessarily watch that much. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we want to know from you if you want to get started in that or you want to wait till January 1 to get started in that. So each of you give me your information on that. Heike?
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you mean like with opening the modules? Is that the question?
Well, the modules can be open to you, but in terms of starting to come to the calls we have for the weekly calls with the group where you can bring labs and all that, if you want to start right away, we can start you right away. If you prefer to wait till January, we'll wait.
I have like 3 trips still come up till the end of the year. So I'm going to be in Europe again. And then
I would say no.
But I've started working on the module, so I'm through
beautiful.
With the module.
Do that.
I would love to, like, because when I'm on the plane or whatever, I'd love to just kind of.
Yes, and that's why I gave you guys the jump drives, because I thought you could jump right in on the plane on your way home if you have a computer with you.
But I'm through the first 2 now. Oh, and that's the one thing. Yeah, I love it. You know, it's like, whenever I have a moment, I just sit down and go, I'm going to read and print and all that. But I'm a little confused when I go in. There is NEPT Core, NEPT Foundation, which I think I did the core. What's the difference?
No. You're in the mastery. So, but here's how it goes. Foundations is the first 12 modules. So we have it on one page. We're probably going to change it in the future because we used to offer just the first 12 modules and nobody wanted it. They just wanted the whole thing.
Okay.
And so we decided that we just weren't going to offer it anymore. I mean, we will if Lynn's talking to somebody and they're like, oh, I want to do it, but I can't come up to the fight. Is it? Can I just do some of it? She'll offer them foundations, right? So we have it set up. So core shouldn't have even been open to you guys because everything in core is in the rest. Core was something we decided to try offering last year at the event when people were like, you know, I can't handle this. Okay, you can do this. And it's just a few of the modules and the body freedom. So it's just a few. And we didn't even need to give you guys access to it because everything in there is already in your main program.
Okay, so I always go to foundation, click on that.
And go to foundations and you can click on when you're finished module. Well, what you want to do, if you go doing them on your little jump drive, you have 3 modules on there. But go into module 1 because it'll only show the ones that you've clicked off on. I think it should show unavailable and available until you finished it. So if you finished module 1, and you got your binder.
I got those.
Yay! Good, that came quickly. Yay. if you go to module one and you've done it on the jump from the jump drive, go into module one on the site.
I did it on the site. And I did.
Oh, you did. And you tested. Oh, yeah, good.
One and two, I'm done with that. So I have the hormones and then the cellular.
Good.
The mitochondria module, right?
Good. Yep.
I'm on track, right? That's
yes, that's it. Yeah. Okay. And then when you finish that, click it and you'll get module three, which is, what is it? Macronutrients, right?
Oh, and that should
macronutrients work. Is three, micro is four, and history taking is five.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So do it that way. Go into the foundations piece if you want to click on them, the ones that are already open, and you can just click on it. Or an easier way, I'll show you in a minute. Is it an easier way is on the side. Okay. Okay. So you will wait. Hike. Yeah. What about you, Cindy?
I think I'd prefer to start in January as well.
Okay. And Cindy, I was thinking that because it's right around the holidays and last year when we opened and people go, oh, I'm going to miss. I'm missing. You're not missing. Not missing. Okay. So what about you, Jana?
Yeah, I prefer to wait to get January as well. I'll be gone until the 5th of January, I think it is.
Beautiful.
And I mean, there's a lot of info on the site as is, so there's plenty to look at and read and do.
So is the site open? The site's open to you. Is the site open to you, Jana?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm starting with the core modules. I think they're called the pillars.
The pillars part, yeah, the body freedom. So I'll show you guys a little bit of just a couple of techniques of how to find your way around initially, and then Lynn will go into a lot more detail. If you don't make that one in November, there's another one in December, there's another one in January. The only month we just didn't do it. Usually you do it at the beginning of the month, and we did it later. I think there was one, I was going to say November because of Shine, but usually you did it. Oh, October. We skipped October.
We didn't do October.
We did October. It was the week 3 days before Shine, and we were too busy to do it. And we knew people were getting ready to come anyway. Okay, so good. And I'm figuring that's what everybody else will be comfortable with as well. So I just thought I'd let you guys have that option. Okay, so the plans, you've got the body freedom open, and just come to those calls. Right. And there's two, the I&E office hours. I don't think those will get open until January too. So, come to the body freedom call tomorrow. It's going to be fun. And, you can always review, and I'll show you when we go to the site, the first one, because you didn't get the first one yet. Monthly calls. Okay. So every month we're going to have at least until April, we'll have a body freedoms call. Right. Then we'll finish the April or May. I don't remember. Every month we'll also have a lab call, and that's where and a case study call. And that's where we only review two, maybe three cases on the call. And there's a form that you can fill out, and you can fill out all the information. If it's for you, you fill out your information. If it's for a client, you fill it out. And you upload any labs or any diet diaries or any pertinent information for that. So that's once a month. Once a month, we have an open coaching call where anything goes. It could be a business question. It could be a client question. It could be a question about modules, etc. You also get once a month the I&E office hours. That's open to any PT students and everybody that's in like IRSPT or CMDS. In between our launches of those programs, there's just a handful of people from those programs. And during them, there's going to be more, and a lot more of the focus on those calls goes to digestion or insulin resistance or whatever. But you're open to ask whatever you want on those calls. Now, the other call, which we are adding in January, it's our first time doing this, is actually content calls, which means like we're going to take all the modules are there. You can go through, but we're going to kind of say, okay, what are the highlights of module one? What's clinically relevant for you, and how can you take what's in module one and use it right away? How can you probably do module one and two together because they're short, and we haven't laid out the exact dates yet, but that's what I'm going to be doing shortly when I get some free time. I'm going to lay out the whole thing and rearrange the year and all that. So some of the stuff that's on the schedule right now might shift a little as we try to fit in these content calls. It's been something Lynn and I both feel has been missing. And it gives people guidance to go, oh, next month we're going to do module three. Oh, I haven't done module three yet. Let me go ahead and do module three. but also the people who've been in for a while get to come and they get a review, right? They get a review because there is an exam at the end, and there.
It's just a great discussion time and
discussion, right?
Some accountability in there,
and it's review. It's like me finding out where people are and where they might be confused, where they may not bring those questions to the other calls because they feel like they need to have more clinical. So we decided to add those, and so that could be fun. Now, extras that happen sporadically, not every month, we bring in experts on various clinical things. Like last, we had Laura Adler come in and talk about detoxification recently. Who else was more? We had somebody come in about cannabis, medical use of cannabis. We had Ben Lynch come in and talk about estrogen and genetics. We had Jeffrey Bland come in and talk about the immune system. We've had a lot of people. We've had Lynn Rose, who's in our program, talk about homeopathy. All of those are available to you in the library. So those are kind of things where you may want to just download them all to your computer. So when you're traveling and on a plane, you can actually make use of those. The thing that's different about our program versus a lot of others that have videos, we allow you to download the videos. Because I just get really irritated when I pay a lot of money to be in a program and I want to watch that when I'm on a plane. I just want to, you know, use that time productively to watch these videos, and you can't download them and you can't stream them on a plane because it just doesn't work, right? So I want to download them before and watch them. So we do that. You can download everything, right? Don't share them with people. That's what people say. Well, say I share them with people, and you know what? The main thing, the education is great in this program, but also it's the community and the clinical calls, right? And that's why I tell people when they're like debating between various calls, you can do that other program. It's great. But that person doesn't have 25 years of clinical experience to give you to back it up, right? And that's what I offer. And that's why those calls are so invaluable, right? And yeah, you'll get there. But
And quite often in those calls, they'll offer a free gift, whether it's access to certain studies or...
Oh, yeah. Tom O'Brien. Oh, Jeffrey Bland. And we give you the slides. So if you're sitting there going, unless the person says, no, I won't give you my slides. And that only happened, I think, once. But most of them give the slides. And so that if you're like feverishly taking notes, you know that you're going to get the slides and you just got to watch it again. And with Jeffrey Bland, you got to watch it 3 or 4 times because the guy talks so fast and he's so brilliant and he just keeps spewing out all this stuff. And you're like, but it's great stuff. It's very useful. The other thing we have is the practice building success system. And that's where we bring in marketing and business experts. And I have 5-6 modules that I've produced in there for Practice Accelerator. You also have my modules for the Practice Accelerator only group that I did all last year. And we have one more coming up. And we've had people come in, and like Bill Barron came in and talked about enrollment conversations. How do you have a really effective enrollment conversation? And it was great. He offered a free gift. He also offered that people could take his course, and some people did because, you know, it was an amazing course. We do not want those to be sales presentations. But on the other hand, if somebody has something amazing that they're willing to give people, like he gave it at half price. Now, I don't know if it's still on the table, but when he did it live, he did. And people were like, okay, I want this, right? But you learn some valuable skills. Some people have had, like Andrea Allen, she came in and talked about, you know, I don't even remember what she exactly talked about, but it was a real good marketing thing. And people were ready at the stage of their life or their stage of their career where what she had to offer was where they wanted to go. And yeah. She offered a free consult.
I actually worked with her for a while as my business coach. Yeah.
Yeah, and she gives them, it was like specifically she's a big on summits or the summit kind of model. So a couple of people that worked with her ended up learning how to do a summit, which was really cool. And then, you know, we've had all kinds of people, Charlotte Jacobs, Lisa Sasevich wants to do one, and JJ, they all want to do them, and I just haven't got that connection. I gave the names to Laura, but it hasn't been followed up. So we'll follow those up. Yeah, so those are things. And you can just take it at your pace. And you can also go, I'm stuck here. I'm trying to do this. And you go into that library and you go, oh, there's somebody talking about it. And you learn some great stuff, right? So that's basically it. Let's see. We talked about awakening. Okay, so next thing on my list here, I'm going through my very scribbled out agenda, site tour. So let me go to the site itself. Any questions so far before I go into the site? Okay, that's this. I'll go there in a second. So this is the main site page. Who's been in here? All of you? I know Heike has, Heike, and I know Cindy has from CMDS, right? Or you were in IRSPT. So this is the main page. You can ignore this center section. We're going to completely revamp it because it's too confusing, too many words. And I personally, my feeble brain doesn't like a lot of words on a page. So I'm just going to make these boxes with pictures of the programs, and I'll show you how we're going to model it after that, right? Much easier to deal with for me. Like, oh, I want this one. So I ignore this middle section. When you come in, you'll have to log in. Once you logged in, it'll say, welcome Heike, welcome Cindy, welcome Yana. And then the best way, actually, Heike, to do it is to come down. Let me just close this because this is what you'll see when you come in. Okay. When you go to the right side, it says your membership dashboard. It probably will show all of this stuff for you guys, because you're in an APT and you get everything. When you're in insulin resistance, you didn't see all this, right? You just saw the insulin resistance and the live events and additional trainings maybe because they're related to insulin resistance. So you come down. We probably should set this NEP2 core one that it doesn't show up for you guys because it's confusing. You don't need it. All you need is this one. When you see an arrow like that next to it, it means that there's a sub stuff. Now, I have all of them open to me, but you don't. So you will see, you'll probably see 1, 2, and 3 here when you do it and nothing else. It just won't be there. It won't be grayed out. It just won't be there. So we go to overview, and that takes us to the first module. So if you've done the modules on the jump drive, all you need to do is come here. If you've already watched the videos and all that, you just come here and go, I did the learning objectives. Maybe you didn't because I didn't put those there. So you can read the learning objectives. Every single one of them has a learning objective. And if I'm talking too fast, let me know. I'm trying to.
I print them out and put them in my binder.
I think it's a good idea to print it out and put it in the binder. Yeah.
And so then you click up there and then that automatically.
You can't hear?
I can hear you. Who said that?
It was Yana.
Oh, it's me. I don't know what's going on here. It's just falling out. I don't know why I don't have a good connection.
Not a good connection.
No, my pictures is falling out. I don't know. But I'm trying to, I can listen afterwards. It'll be recorded, right?
Yes, it's all recorded. You can listen afterwards.
Okay.
So this is these learning objectives, like Lynn said, she prints them out and puts them in the binder. So at the beginning of each module, if you want to review, you've got the learning objectives. Everyone has a pretest and you do the pretest. So if you haven't been through, if you've done
and,
it on.
And make sure you check those boxes off there and then they automatically populate.
Yeah. So if I click off this, it doesn't matter if the other ones you can't.
Not
just
on that one, but the other.
It doesn't matter on these, but the post test you have to get 80% and it, or not. It says review the module and take it again. Okay, I'm just going to throw anything in. I probably would get a 40% or something based on just grabbing. They always say do two and you're. Okay, so if I submit my answers, it's going to say, thanks for guessing, but that's not the best answer. And really, it is a lot of times it is guessing, right? Because it's a pretest. You haven't gone through the content. And it also says, stay tuned and learn why when you review the core content. Okay? So it says, thanks for completing. If you want to go back through it again, you can, but no reason to. You just move on. And it automatically clicked it, completed the pretest. You go back to core content. There's the three module, the three pieces of it. Okay, part one is overview and relationships. And you watch the video. You downloaded. I like you to download it, so I have that on the checklist because people don't download it and then they go, oh, wait a minute. Oops, I'm going to mute her. She must be hearing me now because it's. I try to mute. Yana.
Yeah, mute me.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Here we go.
No, now she's gone. So you basically can download the video, download the audio. We have full page slides. Some people like to print them out in short, like so three per page. But some of the slides, like some of the modules have slides with, you know, flowcharts. You don't want to print them out three per page because you can't read them. And then we also have a transcript. Transcripts are, you know, some of them are edited, some of them are not, you know, so the transcripts aren't like perfect, like document form, but they're good enough. They're really good. So you go through this and then you check off. I watched the video. I downloaded the slides. I downloaded the audios. And I documented any important notes. Before we had these checkoffs, people would forget to download. So now we remind them. You can lie about it. Not going to do it, but it's only at your own expense because you take the couple of minutes to download everything, which you guys don't have to for the first three because you already have your jump drive and you can just stick it in your computer and upload all that stuff. And then that's done and it checks it off over here. You see over here it has this cute little check mark. And you'll know when you come back in where you're at. So now you go through this one and you check it all off. I don't think it lets you. There's no pretest. So now the two ones. So now you go away for a couple of days and you come back in and say, where was I at? Well, where you were at is. I thought it had over there too. You were at was, I guess it was module three. You'll know where you were at because which module, because you'll only see up to that module, right? So you come over here and you go, I only see these three. I must be at cellular metabolism. So you click it. But now you know, where was I? Oh, I did that one. I did that one. Let me do this one. Looks like I took the module exam. And now it says I finished the whole thing, right? Then I go to advanced topics. There's no checklist on advanced topics. You just get to do it. And so it just gives you some extra articles if you want to read. Sometimes they're videos. Sometimes it's stuff that we put together. Sometimes it's like really great external references. And then you can go to next steps. I really highly recommend you do print off the next steps and put it there. She's trying again.
So this is what I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is what I suggest with next steps. These are great business ideas. So like this says, review the major hormones and find someone to whom you can practice explaining. You could do a blog post on that. You could, you know, set up a little mini class on these things. Really look at these as ways and ideas to get your business out there.
That's a good idea. Yeah. So they, and you can go on Zoom or, you know, whatever and do, or on your phone and just do a video. If you don't know anybody you want to explain it to live, just go in there and say, okay, so blah, 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 blah. It's better if you do it to somebody live because then they'll ask you questions. And if they ask you questions and you don't understand, you'll know which parts of the module to go back to. So it's just practice. It's really practice. Some of them say, you know, write a little recipe or write an elixir recipe to support the adrenals or something like that. Some of them
there are assignments in there.
Some of them also have assignments. So you do the assignments and you turn them in. And then we look at them and, you know, it's all part of the certification. Next steps. And then you take the exam. I already took it. So, why does this say? Oh, I'm on next step. Sorry. I hit the wrong one. So I can finish it. It'll tell me I'm finished. And then the module exam's finished. So done. I guess if you click module exam when it's completed, it doesn't show it to you again. Oh no, there it is. So it says, congratulations, you have successfully completed your exam. And there you have it. I got two wrong. Look at that. Oh, I got four wrong. I was guessing. I don't remember. I remember taking it, but a lot of times I was just guessing. Okay. Oh, and I might have done it when we were testing it because remember we had to make a lot of changes to them. Anyway.
The other thing I wanted to share too is if you take this like once or maybe even twice and you keep getting maybe the same things wrong or you just don't understand it, you come to your classes, put it in your accountability journal, or just reach out to me and say, I really don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, As a homeschooling mom, I won't tell you the answers.
It's not a matter of an error in the quiz, but for a little while there, you know, there was like, what? Why does that say that's the correct answer? We had to change it. So, yeah. Anyway, that's basically that. So it show I showed you how to find stuff on the side. Ignore the NAPT core because it's not, it's really just for people who don't have the rest of this. The practice building success system, and Lynn can go through way more detail on this, but just want to give you an idea. There's these index of trainings, and then there's an index of the guest faculty training. So these are my trainings, and then these are the guest faculty trainings on all different topics that you can go in and go, oh, yeah, I want to learn that. I want to learn that. I want to learn that. It probably should be Stacy did these alphabetically, but probably should be alphabetical by topic rather than person. So I don't know. Either way. And then you just go there and you can click on any one of these. Let's see. Oh, that's mine. Let me click on one of these. So I have a video. Some of them I have handouts, transcript, and I have this thing on design your own coaching program. When you come to one of these guys, how to make peace with marketing. She was great. So it was an audio only, so there was no video. Some of them are audio only. Most of them have videos. And it tells you about her and learn more. So she didn't have a free gift. Who had a gift? I think Rachel did.
Yeah, she did. It's right there. What? Underneath the audio, it says free gift.
Oh, free gift is there. Okay, yeah. So she offered a free gift. How to create a gorgeous website you can be proud of that attracts a wealth of new clients, right? So a lot of good stuff, but don't overwhelm yourself. What are you needing? What are you up to? And since you're in Practice Accelerator, Heike, I'll tell you which ones that you need to go through because I don't want you getting overwhelmed and go, I don't want, because you tend to do that, I could tell, like, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. I'm going to get you focused, right? And we're going to work at one thing at a time. We're going to get your opt-in ready, whatever, wherever you are. And for Practice Accelerator, you will get an email from me once we get that back end fixed. And it's going to say, here's how you schedule with me. But if you're on here, if you go here to this home, you'll see NEPA home. Those of you not in Practice Accelerator, you won't. But if you see this, you'll go to the page and it'll say, fill out this form. Tell me about you. Schedule your 2-hour strategy session. It sounds like you're going to do that in January because, yeah, both of our schedules are too busy for that now. And then you get 12 one-on-ones. You can schedule them. We have a pre-session worksheet and a post-session worksheet. So I want you to do 3 commitments after. I want you to tell me where you're at, what's going on, and we'll do that. And then you have your day. These are not, there's no link to schedule that. We have to privately talk about it to find a time that works for both of us. And then all these are all the recordings that we have up there from this prior year and upcoming calls. So we have one more upcoming call in the Diamond Coaching. Oh, that was today, right? So that'll get taken off when the recording goes up. And then there's another mastermind call. And then that's only one in just 2 in November. We didn't do one in December. And then what's on here? Oh, we had retreat days, which you'll get. There's 3 retreat days. Those are amazing because they're get it done. We just sit there and we like bang it out and we get copy written. We get opt-in pages written. We work through blocks or whatever. And so the recordings are here and we'll leave them up so you can actually listen to whatever recordings you want to for your year. And then we have training calls. And the training calls were amazing training calls. And again, we do things during the training calls. So the components of a successful business, the art of effective copywriting, getting noticed, your unique help system. So we work people through and said, okay, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? Because it's small. It's a small group. And it's phenomenal. So you're going to love it. We're just going to have to keep you from overdoing. And that's it. What else did I want to see? The ACR is similar to the way the PBSS is set up. And schedules. So you have a schedule here, upcoming calls. I think we usually go about 3 months ahead. So on here, there's an index. We have our INE monthly office hours calls. We have our NEPT calls. And then we have our ACR and PBSS. So there's the details for the next This one, we only show one. The next INE office hours is here. You have a password. You have all your information. The NEPT calls. We have this thing. Here's the all the upcoming calls for November, December, January. So we usually have 3 months up. And the CMDS, we had bonus calls from CMDS last time, so we keep them up for you guys. So it's easy to find. Body Freedom Foundations, and we link you to our member site, which I'll show you in a second. And then we have an ACR. We don't have one scheduled yet. We'll probably start those up in January again. And then we have a practice building one tomorrow, which is on copywriting. So if it's something that you want to come to, any of you want to come to, let us know. Lynn can just give you the link, or we could just put it in the chat. I'll just put it here. Thursday at there.
Do they have access to this?
They should. Well, some of them do. Yeah. So just give them the access information.
No, but I mean, to their
if you give them the Zoom, I it was mixed because Scott said some of them slipped through before he changed it and before he caught it.
Okay.
And so I know Heike has it, but I don't know do either of you have this? But if you want to come, it's not something, Yana, you want. Cindy, maybe not, because it's copywriting at this point, and you might be working. But here, why don't you, let me just copy this, and I'll put this in the, I'll put it in there. Maybe I'll just give you the, link, and the time. And where is the chat?
And I know Cindy has, we're connected on Facebook Messenger, so if she just if she wants to, I can
if
always
you want
get
to,
it
if
to
you
her.
Change, if you decide you want to, just let her know. It's 2:30 Pacific time, 4:30 Central time tomorrow.
Which would be 5:30 for Cindy.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So this is copywriting call. There you go. So you can copy that down if you want to do it. I didn't want to overwhelm you with too many things. So, there's a lot going on. Anyway, if you want to, go for it. If not, the recording will be there. And if you're not in the middle of copywriting for something in particular, just wait and watch it on the recording when you want to. And then the recordings page. So we have all by different programs. So you would go to, you're not going to see all this because you're not necessarily in them all, but you go to recordings of NEPT. Where's NEPT? NEPT recordings. There's a lot of different kinds of calls. I'm going to clean this up, Lynn, because some of these kinds of calls we don't even really do anymore. And you won't see all of this. So special calls, virtual retreat, case studies. So you can see open coaching, case studies. So say you want to look at all the case studies we've been doing, like what kind of cases are people bringing? You can just go through this and it actually has backlogs of many years. So for those of you who are super ambitious and want to really learn fast, you can go back through 2016, 17, 18. Okay, so just that was a short, and Lynn will go through more details and answer a lot more questions. I don't want to overwhelm you. I just want to know what we have available now. What I'm probably going to try to do is at the first of the year, probably schedule a call with everybody, so just as like an orientation or new call, or we can just do that as part of our first like open coaching call in January so that you guys can introduce to the group and meet the group. So we'd have like an overall meeting, just that, if that's something people think would be helpful. And that's it. Yay. So that's all I wanted to share. Does that help? Oh, wait, one more thing. When you clicked on that body freedom thing, you got into... It got you into here. So let me go back to that really quickly. Recording schedule, upcoming calls. Office hours down here was Body Freedom. These are the client calls that you get invited to. And you have to log into the other site. The other site, you all should have it because I gave everybody access to this. You just have to log in with the same user ID and password. So we try to keep it the same on both. And you're going to get into here. You'll see the body freedoms. Why didn't it go directly to the recordings of schedule page? It should have gone here. Wait, it didn't go to the right place. Oh, it was going to this. That was a schedule, though. It should have come here. All right, I'll fix it, but I want to show you the other thing. This is our portal for our clients, right? Our clients member portal. Again, you're not going to see all of this like this, because I have everything. What you're going to see is it, oh, there. If you don't have it, it's going to say grayed out more information, right? So we set that up for clients who want to go, oh, I don't have that. That sounds interesting. Let me purchase it. So I'll give you some of the behind the scenes on the marketing side of it. But what you're going to go to in here is Body Freedoms. You'll probably have a lot more than that because once we give you access. And then we did the Restful Sleep, but there's up here are the calls. So if you come to the call tomorrow, which is this one, right? It's Thursday. And we have a new time and date. If we change it, we always put this here and we mention it in the newsletter. So if you've put it on your calendar that you know to change it. We try not to change calls or cancel calls, but sometimes things come up and we have to. And we usually give you plenty of notice. So these are the calls for the Body Freedom. It goes through April 4th. That's my birthday. What do you know? And then there's open office hours calls, which you can come to for yourself. You're not allowed to ask client calls on those. Not allowed. I tell people at the beginning, if you're a practitioner, this call is for you. You're not allowed to ask questions about your clients. So it's really because we really want to support you in being the best you can be. And then the recordings. So if you wanted to find out like what we've done in the Body Freedoms so far before you come to the call or after, you can go here. There's a kickoff call and then there's the fun training call. And we had so much fun on this call. Let's see if we could see it. You see all the folks. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Body Freedom Foundation's pillar on. So we usually start with the presentation and then we go into towards the end is probably. And guess what we're going to do today? Guess what we're going to have today? We're going to have fun. Anyway, that's what we'll have for each of the pillars. And then for yourself on this site, you're going to see this thing that says Body Freedom. And what you're going to get on there are recordings, the practitioner recordings for all of these pillars. There's an overview. There's pillar one, pillar two. So let's just say we're on the diet one. We're going to take you through what all the resources you have to share with your clients when you want to teach them about diet. Beverages, healing foods, recipe creation and menu planning. All of these are pieces of this that you can click to. So let me look at recipe planning and creation and meal planning. You have access to a lot of my books where you can help them. You have recipe creation and meal planning resource page, creating a healing kitchen resource guide, energizing breakfast to start the day. So let's just look there. And we make a point of telling you that these, you can't just give people my books, except some of them. We say these are just books that you can give away. So we say teach your clients to eat within an hour of getting up. Teach your clients to balance their macros. Teach your clients to avoid a hard carb breakfast. Teach your clients to eat their omega. So if you're trying to talk to people about breakfast, you can incorporate your own stuff with this and have a plan for how you're going to teach this person to stop eating bacon and eggs and pancakes and muffins for breakfast, right? And then we have hormone hacking breakfast menus. And you could actually send your clients to get this if they want, but they have to go to my site to get it. So that's Hormone Hacking Breakfast Menus, which is an amazing book. And they can get it for free. What's the components of a healthy breakfast? How do you put them together? What are some of the recipes? It's a really cool book. And the person that did that book, Heike, you will have access to design your book when you're ready. When you come up with your ebook, that's part of your program, the Done For You ebook. And you saw how beautiful she did that. So I gave her this lousy looking Word doc and she did all the pictures and she formatted it and made it beautiful. But if you want to give your clients that, they can click on that link. or you can send them that link and they could just, you know, access it. We don't want you to give away my stuff without, you know, but some of them you can. There's a whole bunch of done for you resources on the site. Not everyone is appropriate. There's a lot of done for you resources on module 3, which you're up to, Heike. And after that, if you download all the stuff from module 4, you can go from here to Hong Kong and back watching those videos and still not finish. So it's a lot of really good stuff in there, but done for you resources. So you see this, not all modules have it, but some. When you go in there, what we do is we tell you, you can use these resources and give them to your clients. You can give them the PDF as is. We have no problem with you giving any of the PDFs on here. Or if you want to edit the Word doc and make your own version of it, you need to put this on there, either distributed with permission or adapted by with permission. And that's it. And there's some great stuff here. Like there's a water thing. There's essential fatty acid status evaluation where we have a lot of documents like this. Oops, let's not do it. Let's look at the word. The fatty acid. Right. So if you wanted to go ahead and put your own logo at the top, right, and you wanted to change some things on here and add some other questions, you could. And you just would put at the bottom, adapted with permission from. And you could take off my stuff at the bottom and put it adapted with permission, but put it this way where it says like that. You just take this and copy it and put it in there. So there's a lot throughout here. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Literally took me decades to create all this stuff because little bit, I need a handout for that. I need a handout for that. And I would spend hours and hours, as you could tell from Shine. I'm the handout queen. I love creating charts and handouts, but a lot of work went into it. Not everybody wants to do that and not everybody has the time to do that. So I've given you stuff that you can actually adapt. I bought a health coaching program back when I'm 1992 and he offered all these great handouts and I could just give them to my clients. But I would read them and go, I don't quite agree with that part. Ooh, I don't like the way he said that part. Oh, I want to add that, but I only had PDFs. No, I actually didn't even have PDFs. I only had the physical paper copies that I could then take and make copies of. And I felt like I just wish I could adapt it. I wish I could use the basics of it and create a new one that's mine. And that's why I've given you permission to do that with a lot of this stuff. Okay, so I'm going to go back to stop share. I'm going to unmute you guys and see who has anything they want to ask about, share. Was this helpful?
Very.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're very welcome. I'm very happy that you are able to be here and thank you for doing it and for all the lights you're shining in the world and all these people that together we're helping, saving. And you know well from being in the back end and being very frustrated with not having good tools to actually heal people and just medicate them or zap them or whatever, that this is going to be so enlightening for you. We have a psychiatrist, you said you went into psychiatry. Phyllis Hefner is one of our people in the program. She's been in a while and she's just going gung-ho and created her own practice. She used to work in the institutions. She got so frustrated with, I have to medicate these kids. And the nurses would come to her and say, this person's out of hand. Can I just give them some? No, let's find out why. Let's find out what's the cause. She went in and actually got one of the lab companies to offer to do, I think it was the OAT test on all these kids because she wanted to see what were their imbalances and how could they correct this to actually correct their behavior. And they all had vitamin D deficiencies and they all had all this stuff, B complex deficiencies. She just did this massive amount of work and got all this testing done. And then when she came down to it and wrote a proposal to them to say, oh, that's okay. We'll just, yeah. Okay. My dog does that a lot. So when it came down to it and she went to them with a proposal, like we can really help these kids. Their vitamin D levels are in the toilet and their B vitamins. These are all important for brain function. And here's what we need to do. They said, oh, it's going to cost too much money. So she couldn't take it. She just couldn't take it anymore. And she got it down to part-time and started doing some private stuff on the side. So eventually she got it down to the point where she's now got her private practice and she's announcing things on Facebook and, you know, she got an opt-in and she's just really working it and offering great value to these kids and adults too. Cause the adults, the moms say, I have depression too. Can you help me? I have ADD too. Can you help me? But she's just learned through so much education that you can't just keep medicating these people. You can't take these brilliant kids, because most ADD kids are brilliant, and then medicate them and just stomp out their light. And I always say, well, you know, in our modern school system where the kids have to sit for 8 hours a day listening to some teacher drone on and on and on, they don't get recess, they cut the recess. Would Einstein have sat still for that time? Would Thomas Edison have sat still for that time? Would all these brilliant inventors and people, Nobel Prize winners, would they have been able to tolerate sitting still and listening to this person drone? No, probably not. They would have, and they would have, if they would have had access to Adderall and Ritalin and got put on these meds, what would that have done to their creativity and their ability to do what they did, right? The brilliance. So I think it's a model of helping them to just calm their brains, but also changing the system. That's another one. I've always been an advocate of the school. I homeschooled my kids for a long time because it's like, I don't want my kids to have to do that. Let's go jump on the trampoline and we'll do our times tables. Let's go play hopscotch and play with numbers. Let's do, you know, manipulatives. And that was the kind of way I wanted to teach my kids and have them. I wanted them to develop a love of learning, like that quest and that thirst. And the way the school systems have become, I don't remember it being as bad as it is today back when I was, because we were able to get up and move. And we moved from classroom to classroom, whatever. But I think that plus the horrific change in the refining of foods back, very different than in the 60s when I was in school, that combination of those two things and wanting our kids to be achievement oriented at age 4. Why don't you know your alphabet by now? Why can't you read by now? Like, yeah, feed me peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and M&Ms all day. And of course I can't read, right? We're going to put you on Ritalin because there's something wrong with you. And anyway, when we learn this stuff and we can share it and just make comments, even to people in the store, and just trigger that thing. Because my whole thing with this got triggered when I was, it was after I had the diagnosis of no ulcer, but here's the ulcer medication. I started asking questions. And then what really piqued my curiosity more about the food part, because I was looking at supplements and this, was this guy in the gas station that came up to me while I was reading some health book and said, wow, you're interested in health, had a conversation, told me about cleansing and fasting. And I read this book and I was like, and food, because it was called Fasting Can Save Your Life. We're toxic. We're eating all the stuff. The liver can't detoxify. And I was like, wow, if that guy didn't come up to me, where would I be right now? Where would all of us be right now, right? So I just think we need to just start not shoveling things down people's faces, not saying, oh, come work with me because I'm great and I'm going to help you, but just watching and go, huh. You know, interesting fact, I just read this article. It just came out recently about aspartame. Have you read it? You know, I see you got a lot of aspartame-containing foods. You might want to take a look at that because it really hurts the brain and contributes to neurological problems and MS. And so little things like that that you can talk to people about. And the more you learn, the more you're going to be able to do that. So anyway, it's been a long day. I'm going to let you guys go. Helpful, yes. Yep. And I look forward to just sharing and being with you guys. And we'll see you on the calls in January. Hopefully we'll see you maybe tomorrow. And then maybe you'll be able to make Lynn's call. But if not, no worries. You'll do them in January when you're ready. It's a time of year where people just want to take a breath. We're going to be traveling and all that. Do you have a question, Jana? Yana? No. Oops. You can't talk anymore because you went back on the computer. We'll learn to mouth read. I can't mouth read. You can type it. Do you know how to find the chat? Yes. So click, there's a button on there, chat. And if you chat, you can type your message into the chat. Yeah. Say something, Jana. Oh, it sounded like I thought I heard something when you got closer. No. But she said, all good, I'm excited. Yay. I'm not excited to have you here. Lynn, do you have anything more you want to add? No?
I'm excited too.
I'm very excited. I'm always excited to welcome new people and just, you know, keep on going. I love this. I really love this. In spite of, you know, long hours of hard work sometimes when I'm really focused on getting stuff done, I love it, right? I'm having fun at 3 a.m. when I'm writing SNP charts. I'm just having a blast. So anyway, and that's one of the great fun things that really help people to be calm is the pet thing, holding the pet and petting the pet if you're a pet person. So I remember one person in our client year-long program, and she was trying to find things. Nothing's fun for me right now. Nothing's fun. Nothing's enjoyable at all. And then we moved on to something, and her cat jumped on her lap, and she started petting it. And she just went, like, you could see her whole demeanor change and her face softened and everything. And I said, I opened up, I said, look, I said, you were just saying that nothing's pleasurable anymore. And you, like, when you want to go to someplace for heart math, right? Where are you going to go? How are you going to vision? I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to capture the moment right now. Look at you. See how you feel right now? That cat is providing you so much peace and calm. And she was like, oh my God, it never occurred to me. So now fast forward a few months, we had our fun module last month. Everybody got inspired. She gets on, she goes, I can't wait to share. I was going to share on Thursday when we have our call. I can't wait to share. I've been having so much fun. I'm building Legos. I'm like, what? So she showed us all these amazing, intricate Lego things that she built. And she, had you ever seen her like that before, Lynn? Like, and I said, look, this is what you focus on. Well, I haven't done all my food stuff. I'm doing better. But I said, look, right now, you focus on this, right? When we get to module 4, part 4, 5, 5, whatever it is on diet, we'll work on that then. But this is changing your whole insides. It's just changing how you're relating to yourself, to the world. And this is going to promote your healing. This is your first step into healing. You've been trying to make it, I do this, I don't do that. It's not fun. Now you're having fun. And let's see how we can make all the rest of it fun. And she was like, beaming the whole call. The whole call. It's so cool. And it's so fun when we work with people and we see those transformations, especially when they've been frustrating, right? They've been working on this a long time and you feel like you're not making through, and then suddenly something hits. So I love these pillars. And one person wrote, put on her scarf, and she took a picture. I just needed a scarf. So it's very cool. So I think you'll learn a lot about strategies you can use with people rather than, okay, don't eat this, eat this. Talk to me in a week. Tell me how you're doing. Like, that's what I did when I was first in practice. And I wonder why some of these people never came back. It's like I gave them enough information to last them a year if they could even take the time to absorb it. Yeah. So that's why I've done this program. So I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much. I'll undo your unmute. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. I always hate to end these calls because I have so much fun on these calls. So just so you know, if I say goodbye for 10 minutes, that's why. All right. Bye-bye, Brie. Much love.
Thank you. So much. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Did I hear you, Jana? No. I just saw you. I heard, yeah. I thought, like, did it suddenly work? Bye.